protocols are observed. Let me first and foremost, on behalf of the chairperson of the African Union Commission, His Excellency Moussa Faki Mahamat, who would have liked to be here today, but due to prior engagement, he couldn't make it and has sent me to convey his warmest greetings and congratulations to the victories of South Sudanese. South Sudan, oye! I must take this opportunity to commend IGAD leadership and all stakeholders who have in one way or the other made this day a reality. The theme of the celebration, the dawn of peace, appreciating friends, cherished reconciliation and unity, is a befitting one. It is of paramount importance to translate these words on the theme of the celebration into concrete action that would definitely usher in the people of the Republic of South Sudan on the path to sustainable democracy, respect for human rights, sustainable peace and development in the country. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I have no doubt this well-thought and timely peace celebration provides the requisite opportunity for useful interaction between and amongst the parties with a view to putting all the South Sudanese on the same level of understanding of the key issues of the ongoing peace process and the need for durable peace in South Sudan. Furthermore, it is an occasion that can be used to deepen trust and confidence among South Sudanese. For this peace agreement is Africa made in Africa. African solution to African problems. In view of this, by faithfully implementing the revitalized agreement, you are putting the interests of your beloved country ahead of yours. It is AU's view that South Sudan is bigger than an individual. This celebration here will serve as your legacy for generations to come. Once again, I commend the organizers for affording the general public this unique event that has a far-reaching impact to the country and beyond. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to briefly express African Union's appreciation of some key milestones registered by the parties since the signing of the revitalized agreement on September 12, 2018. The formation of various committees and mechanisms, including the pre-transition national committee, tasked with the responsibility of implementing activities of pre-transition. The presidential order number 17, given by His Excellency Comrade Salva Kiir, for the release of all political prisoners and the prisoners of war in the country, and the subsequent release of some, if not all. The renaming of SPLM to South Sudanese People Defense Forces that reflect the national character of the army. AU welcomes and appreciates the milestone achieved so far by the parties to the agreement. However, more needs to be done, and time is of essence. In light of this, African Union is encouraging all parties to the agreement to put aside their differences by swiftly implementing the peace accord in order to end the suffering of innocent citizens for life free of violence, sexual exploitation, abuse, economic stagnation, as well as food insecurity. In fact, South Sudan is too rich to remain on a begging spree with a lot of conditionalities. Essentially, with peace and the proper management of its immense resources, it is a matter of time it will be a donor country. Comrades, ladies and gentlemen, the citizens of South Sudan deserve to live in a sustainable peace and development in the country. In the same token, African Union would like to urge all partners and friends of South Sudan, including the international community, to continue to speak with one voice in supporting the government and the people of South Sudan in implementing the revitalized agreement to the letter and the spirit. Comrade Presidents, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, as we celebrate this historic event, I would like us to pause and reflect on the following. One, as leaders, we should be ready and willing to bridge differences, build mutual trust, and initial long-term reforms in South Sudan. We should not frustrate the very high expectation raised by the citizen in these trying times that peace has come to stay. This attitude here speaks a lot. Now that we have achieved peace and here is to stay, we should be ready to embrace and welcome our 4 million compatriots who have been displaced because of the conflict. Excellencies, while we are reflecting on the above as food for thought, I urge South Sudanese leaders to rise to the occasion and not to shatter the hopes and aspiration of the citizens of this young but great country in Africa. Whereas it is true that this agreement may not be 100% perfect, however, there is a need for it to be supported by all stakeholders. In this connection, AU appeals to the IGAD leadership to continue tirelessly supporting the South Sudanese parties to successfully implement the revitalized agreement. In the same way, AU calls upon and encourages the international community to support the implementation of this agreement. Peace is better than war. In conclusion, AU believes that the revitalized agreement provides the South Sudanese yet another opportunity to end the war in the country. Judging by what is happening in the country since the signing of this agreement, there is already strong desire by the people to see the restoration of peace and embark on social economic development. The general public is tired of the reckless war and are yearning for peace. The guns must be silenced. In this respect, the peace agreement, the peaceful and positive atmosphere so far created by the revitalized agreement and the very hosting of this celebration must be nurtured and cherished. I wish to assure you African Union's willingness and readiness to genuinely support the people and the government of South Sudan for the full implementation of the revitalized agreement. AU stands by you as South Sudanese. You should not let us down as history will judge you. It is time to walk the talk. It is time for peace. Let us make peace as South Sudanese for all to realize their full potentials for a life worth living in South Sudan. your agreement, you should own and honor it. No turning back. Enough is enough. Never again. Let us not be prisoners of our own history. Embrace each other and build new South Sudan. As for our brothers and sisters who are still in the bush and beyond, some being bitten by mosquitoes and vulnerable to different hazards, and those with reservation in diaspora must make hard decision to return to their motherland. For as the adage goes, east or west, home is the best. The revitalized train is on the move. Comrade Salva Kiir, Dr. Riek Machar, and the other compatriots are in charge. Better late than never. Don't miss the train. It can be done. Play your part. May God bless you all.